रामचंद्र श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 9 चैप्टर 10 टेक्स्ट नंबर 51 त्रेतायां वर्तमानायां कालः कृतसमो भवत् रामे राजनि धर्मज्ञे सर्वभूत सुखावहे त्रेतायां वर्तमानायां कालः कृतसमो भवत् रामे राजनि धर्मज्ञे सर्वभूत सुखावहे त्रेतायां वर्तमानायां कालः कृतसमो भवत् रामे राजनि धर्मज्ञे सर्वभूत सुखावहे दे वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग त्रेतायां इन द त्रेता युग वर्तमानायां ऑल्दो सिचुएटेड इन दैट पीरियड कालः द पीरियड कृत विथ सत्ययुग समः इक्वल अभवत् इट सो बिकेम रामे बिकॉज ऑफ लॉर्ड रामचंद्र बीइंग प्रेजेंट राजनी एज द रूलिंग किंग धर्मज्ञे बिकॉज ही वॉज फुल्ली रिलीजियस सर्वभूत ऑफ ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज सुख आवहे Giving full happiness. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Ramachandra became king during Treta Yuga. But because of his good government, the age was like Satya Yuga. Everyone was religious and completely happy. Purport. Among the four yugas, Satya, Treta, Dwapar and Kali, the Kali Yuga is the worst. But if the process of Varnashram Dharma is introduced, even in this age of Kali, the situation of Satya Yuga can be invoked. The Hare Krishna movement or Krishna consciousness movement is meant for this purpose. Kaler dosha nidhe rajan asti hi eko mahan gunah kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sangah param vrajet. My dear king, although Kali Yuga is full of faults, there is still one good quality about this age. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one can become free from material bondage and be promoted to the transcendental kingdom. Bhagavatam 12.3.51. If people take to this Sankirtan movement of chanting Hare Krishna Hare Ram, they will certainly be freed from the contamination of Kali Yuga. And the people of this age will be happy as people were in Satya Yuga, the golden age. Anyone, anywhere can easily take to the Krishna, Hare Krishna movement. One need only chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, observe the rules and regulations and stay free from the contamination of sinful life. Even if one is sinful and cannot give up sinful life immediately, if he chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra with devotion and faith, he will certainly be freed from all sinful activities and his life will be successful. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. This is the blessing of Lord Ramachandra, who has appeared in this age of Kali as Lord Gaurasundar. Kujantam Rama Rameti Madhuram Madhurakshram Aruhya Kavita Shakham Vande Valmiki Kokilam Atulita Baladhamam Swarna Shaila Bhadeham Danujavana Krishanam Jnanina Magraganyam Sakalaguna Nidhanam Vanarana Madhisham Raghupati Kulavaradutam Vayujatam Namami Goshpadi Krita Varisham Masaki Krita Rakshasam Ramayana Mahamala Ratnam Mande Nilatmajam Anjana Nandanam Devam Janaki Shokanashanam Kapisham Akshahantaram Vande Lanka Bhayankaram Manojavam Marutatulya Vegam Jitendriyam Buddhimatam Varishtam Vatatmajam Vanarayutamukhyam Shri Ramadutam Shirasanamami. Ullanghya Sindhoho Salilam Salilam Yashokavanhim Janakatmajayaha Adayate Naiva Dadahalankam Namamitam Pranjali Ranjaneyam Anjaneyam Atipatalananam Kanchanadrikamaniya Vigraham Parijat Tarumulavasinam Bhavayami Pavamananandanam Yatra Yatra Raghunatha Kirtanam Tatra Tatra Kritamastakanjalim Vashpavari Paripurna Lochanam Marutim Namatarakshasandakam Apadam Apahartaram Dataram Sarvasampadam Loka Bhiramam Shri Ramam Bhuyo Bhuyo Namamyaham Ramaya Rama Bhadraya Ramachandraya Vedhase Raghunathaya Nathaya Sitaya Hapataye Namaham Vaidehi Sahitam Suratrumatale Haime Mahamantape Madhye Pushpakamasane Manimai Bhirasane Susthitam Agrevachayati Prabhanjanasute Tattvam Munibhyah Param Vyakhyantam Bharatadhibhih Parivritam Ramam Bhaje Shyamalam Ramam Bhaje Shyamalam. Jai Shri Ram. Shri Shri Ram Navami Maha Mahotsav Ki. I would sincerely like to welcome all the devotees for being here this evening to celebrate the most auspicious occasion of the appearance of their lordships, Shri Shri Sitaram. Generally, whenever we talk about Ram, Ram Navami, Ram Katha, Ramayana, the two questions that any sincere person who has heard the whole Ramayana and genuinely appreciated from the core of his heart, the questions that come is, these high ideals as exhibited by, personally by Lord Ram and all of his most intimate associates, anyone connected with him who became very dear to him, whether his immediate family members like Sita, Lakshman, Bharat, Shatrughna, and their respective wives, or his later associates, including Jatayu, anyone who came to them, Shabari, etc., Vibhishan, Sugriva, they have demonstrated such high level of ideal qualities that today in Kali Yuga, it really, you know, we wonder, is it just to hear and fold our hands on our head? And the second question is, we speak so much about Ramarajya, which is truly everyone's aspiration. Is that really practical today, Kali Yuga, with the kind of environment that we live? With that question in mind, I specifically chose this particular verse and the purport by Srila Prabhupada to this verse, that how, even though Lord Ram appeared in Treta Yuga, in his presence and the way he governed and ruled, the whole condition there became exactly like Satyuga. Everyone was religious and completely happy. And Srila Prabhupada mentions that same Lord Ramachandra appeared recently as Gaurachandra. Actually, it is very difficult to understand the Lord and his descent until and unless he reveals himself. Nayam atma pravachanena labhyo na medhaya na bahuna shrutena yam evaish vrinute tena labhya. The Kathopanishad says, na ayam atma pravachane labhi. If you want to know the absolute truth, his name, his form, his qualities, the reason for his descent into the world and his activities, nayam atma pravachane labhyo. One may speak about it, but still cannot understand. Na medhaya, even by brilliant intelligence, one cannot understand. Na bahuna shrutena, even by scrutinizing an analytical study of the scriptures, still you will not be able to understand. Now who can understand? Yam evaisha vrinute tena labhya. Only if the Lord chooses to express it and give his mercy to someone, can someone really understand. And so mercifully, the same Lord, when he came as Lord Krishna, he descended originally in his original form 5,000 years ago, very mercifully gave the reason of his appearance. And thanks to Mahabharata serial, whether we know Gita or not, at least we know these two verses. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyuttanam adharmasya तदात्मानं सजाम्यहं परित्राणाय साधूनां विनाशाय च दुष्कृतां धर्म संस्थापनार्थाय संभवामि युगे युगे. Three things he says. Whenever there is a rise of irreligion and a decline in true religion, then I descend. And what do? I remove those elements. I punish them. I eliminate those who, in the name of religion, are actually breaking all the religious principles. And I protect, enthuse, and enliven those devotees who are truly following the real dharma. And in this way, by protecting those, I establish dharma by the fact that follow these guys whom I have supported and helped. By eliminating Hiranyakashipu and establishing Prahlad in his place, Lord Narsingadev proved that whatever Prahlad is doing, Mahajano yena gatah sa pantha, just follow Prahlad. Blindly you can follow. Whatever he does is dharma. Whatever he speaks is dharma. However he lives is actually principle of dharma. As Ram, by eliminating Ravan and protecting Vibhishan, establishing him there. By eliminating Vali and establishing Sugriva, he actually has proved again that whatever Vibhishan has done is actually the path of dharma. Just follow in footsteps. By eliminating Kamsa and establishing the Pandavas, after removing Dhritarashtra and Duryodhan and party, he said, follow them. It's very simple. So this is the external reason. But still, if someone is not able to follow, he also gives the internal reason why he appears. Unfortunately, in that serial, this was not. Because this is internal reason. I think even the director didn't know the importance of this, unless hearing from Parampara. And there, Krishna himself reveals the actual reason for his appearance. Because to kill the demons and to protect the devotees, he personally needn't come. He can do through his agencies, his energies. There's no need. But he personally comes to the essence of religion, the true purpose of religion, dharma. It's very interesting. Krishna says, I come to establish dharma. Dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami. And at the end of the Gita, he says, sarva dharman parityaj. He says, give up all dharma. Just surrender unto me. Aap aaye establish karne ke liye, abhi aap bol rahe, usko phek do. Just throw it off. Because there are different levels of dharma. There are so many levels of dharma. Varnashram dharma. Then there is Desha dharma. The Brahmana dharma, Kshatriya dharma, whatever as per your nature. Swabhavika dharma. Swadharma. The Bhagavat reveals Savaipumsam paro dharma. The whole idea of all the other dharmic principles, if they do not culminate in this particular thing, dharmaha su anushthitah pumsam, vishvaksena kathasuyaha, na utpadiyet yadiratim shramayevahi kevalam. Yes, one should be dharmic. But if that practicing of dharma does not lead to this one thing, what is that? Na utpadiyet yadiratim. Deep attachment. Mai asakta manaha partha. One should become deeply attached to the beautiful name, the form, the qualities, the activities, the abode, the associates, the message of the Lord. Anything and everything should madly, naturally, spontaneously attract our heart to the Lord. That's it. If that is achieved, that is the perfection. Savai pumsam paro dharma. This is the ultimate perfection of all that dharmic practice. Yato bhakti hi adhokshaje. The dormant love of God, which is dormant since time immemorial, has to be evoked, has to be invoked, has to blossom and bear the fruit of pure unalloyed and ahaituki apratihata. Two qualities. Bhakti is one thing. Bhakti, there is sadharana bhakti, samanya bhakti, then there is bhava bhakti, then there is prema bhakti. It's like sugar cane being boiled, boiled, boiled till it becomes molasses and eventually it becomes sugar candy. Thick, pure, removed of all other contamination. So, ahaituki, there is no cause. Why am I doing bhakti? Because ne to narak mein jayenge bhai. Asa bola bhagwan ne kar ne to dekh. Theek hai bhai, kar leta hun tere khushi ke liye. So, many a times it is out of fear of hell, fear of suffering, fear of lower species in the next life, or gain, so many things you gain, or a sense of duty. Itna kiya to bhai khush rakho, tu bhi khush, main bhi khush. Thoda dhyan dete rehna bas, hatana mat. But then, at any situation, circumstance and condition of life, to just, as Lord Chaitanya said, Ashli Shiva, Padratam, Binashvam, Adarshanam, Marmadam Gurudu. So, this is the true dharma that the Lord comes to teach. Exhibit. Unless He comes along with His associates and has these loving exchanges, one will never understand. Therefore, Krishna says, the internal reason, Janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tattvatah tyaktva deham punarjanmanaiti mameti sorjuna. One who understands the transcendental nature of my birth and my activities, in truth, in essence, tattvatah, in truth, not theoretically, but with realization, with deep understanding. Tyaktva deham, giving up this body, punarjanmanaiti, mameti, he will come to me. This is the only reason, the main reason, why personally the Lord comes. In different millenniums, in different places, in different circumstances, to reciprocate with different devotees of different moods, in different rasas. In the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, when Maharaj Nimi is asking the Navayogendras questions, one question that Maharaj Nimi asks is to one of the Navayogendras, Karabhajan Rishi, please tell me of the different Yuga avatar. Sambhavami Yuge Yuge. So different Yuga avatars who come to establish Yuga Dharma. Please tell me. And while explaining the Kaliyuga Yuga avatar, Karbhajana Rishi tells what is the function of the Kaliyuga Yuga avatar. He uses a beautiful verse to indicate. And our acharyas say that this verse, if you in your heart of heart remember Lord Ram and chant this verse, this is Ram Leela. If you remember Sri Krishna, source of all incarnation, Sarva Karana Karanam, and you chant this verse, this is Krishna Leela. And if you remember Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and chant this verse, this is Chaitanya Leela. All of them are doing the same purpose, but in different ways. I would like to share with you that verse and speak a little bit about it. This verse goes like this. Tyaktva sudustyaja surepsita rajya lakshmi dharmishtha aryavachasa yadagadaranyam maya mrigam daitayepsitam anvadhavat vande maha purushate charanaravindam. So it says, vande maha purusha te charanaravindam. The Lord is glorified as Mahapurusha. He is the original Purusha. So he said, Vande Mahapurushate Charana Aravindam. Charana Aravinda. Aravinda means lotus. So I offer my respectful obeisances at your lotus feet. So what is the activity? Tyaktva. He effortlessly renounces. What does he renounce? Sudustyaja, which is very difficult to give up. Sura Ipsita Rajya Lakshmi. That wealth, that goddess of fortune, which is aspired by even the powerful devatas, he easily gives up, renounces. Tyaktva Sudustyaja Sura Ipsita Rajya Lakshmi. And Dharmishtha, he is always following the path of religion. Arya Vachasa, at the request and at the words of a very worshipable personality. Arya, very worshipable person. Vachasa, Yad Agad Aranyam. Just to obey the words of an Arya, he went into the forest. Yad Agad Aranyam. Maya mrigam daitaya ipsitam anvadhavat. Maya mrigam, a very illusory deer. Daitaya ipsita, his beloved asked for it. Anvadhavat, he ran behind it. Vande maha purushate charanaravind. So let us keep Lord Ramchandra in mind. And if you recite this verse, this is Ram Leela. Can you imagine? Three Leelas I can speak together. Simultaneously, having only one mouth. It depends upon whom you are thinking and which, how you are relishing it. So keeping Ram in mind, if you read this, Tyaktva sudustyaja surepsita rajya lakshmi. Tyaktva sudustyaja. Very difficult to give up. Rajya Lakshmi, two times. One, when he had to give up, about to be coronated as the king of the whole planet, the head of Surya Vamsha, powerful dynasty of kings in the Surya Vamsha, about to accept that throne, already declared, everything is ready.
around 2:33 a.m. just before Brahma Muhurta. Subhantara comes and says, Maharaj Dasharatha is calling you. Ram is sleeping on the mat. He's on the floor. And he's fasted the whole day. Because Vasishtha told him, today you have to fast. Tomorrow is the coronation. You and Sita also should be lying down on the floor fasting. So he gets up and he says, probably my father is too much worried about all these arrangements. He must have some other arrangement for me. Therefore he's calling. You just be there and just come. He goes in the chariot. The golden chariot. All fully decorated. So he sits on it and comes there. To the, and then he is a little surprised that, not a surprise that he is in Kaikeyi's palace, because he generally stays there always. But Kopa Bhavan of Kaikeyi, he feels a little bit strange, but he comes in. And Ram walks in. He sees Dasharath, head on his hands, not able to face him, just morose and completely like shriveled up flower, looking some distance, he's never able to face Ram. And Kaikeyi is standing on the other corner and actually, he asks the reason. Father, you called me? He says nothing. She says, well, he's hesitating to tell you. I'll speak about it. Of course, I'm paraphrasing it. You can read Ramayana for more details. But I had heard a lecture and this particular sequence of how it was described was engraved in my heart. And the lesson from that, I will never forget in my life. So His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj was once speaking. And he said, so Ram came. So Kaikeyi is kind of very casually saying, well, he's hesitating to speak. I'm going to speak. He had given me two promises and he told me to ask anytime. And I asked him, and he's hesitating to speak this to you. I said, yes, mother, please, please tell me, what is it? Nothing. Just, in place of you, Bharat should become the king. And Ram, without a bit of a hesitation, not even, it's like, what did you say? You know, if you are about to expect some little promotion and whatever, some position or some extra payment, and suddenly tell, oh, cancel ho gaya. I say, dharna karenge, You see, when people win cricket match, what kind of expressions and activity goes on? Or a person who loses, you know, his final tennis and stamping and flipping and crushing on the floor and pulling the hair. And this is not an ordinary thing. The king of the whole planet, the emperor. And Ram, without a blink of an eyelid, he says, anything else? He said, yeah, 14 years you have to go to the forest. Now, to us it doesn't make a difference. I don't see anyone blinking an eye also. Because it doesn't involve you. And probably none of us really know what it means to go to the forest. How many of you have really stayed overnight in the forest without anyone and practically, you know, in the middle of the jungle? Please raise your hand. And therefore, you are like Lord Ram, unblinking. Kuch farak nahi padta. Koi jo ja raha jungle mein, jungle mein mangal hoga uska. Once four of us went to a jungle, we actually lost our way. The jungle was looking so nice, green, wonderful. And suddenly we realized we lost our way and the sun was setting. for the first time. The same jungle which was looking so beautiful, looked so horrible, so fearful. And night we had to spend there itself. And we had no idea which direction, anywhere we go, it's all. Luckily, the other fellow who had come was a little experienced. He said, "Aag lagana padega charoor." So, you know, if we can sleep. Otherwise, of course, we couldn't sleep at all. Because suddenly one saw, yeah, and suddenly, you know, you don't know what kind of animal is coming. Thick of the jungle and total pitch dark. Pitch dark. You can't see your hand in front of you. And suddenly, part, and so some big thing fell. We don't even know what, you know, where to look, what to do. Somehow we were waiting for the sun to rise. Relief. But still we were lost. Luckily, you know, we made our way out. We landed somewhere else and then we came back. Imagine 14 years. And Lord Ram, absolutely no change in his expression. He says, "Anything else?" Now, Kaikeyi is shocked. He says, "Sir, that's all, nothing else." And Radhanath Swami Maharaj explained a very nice thing. How could Ram not be absolutely little bit disturbed by such a heavy kind of two statements? He said, it's because Lord Ram loved Maharaj Dashrath. He simply wanted to serve and please him. He didn't care for him. If you want me to sit on the throne and that's what pleases you, my dear father, I'll sit there. If going to the forest for 14 years and putting my brother on the throne, if it pleases you, absolutely fine. I'm neither interested in the throne nor interested in the forest. I'm interested in simply pleasing you. Just tell me, how can I please you? And then he turned it to this particular thing. When we develop love for Krishna, true love of God, then, as we say, it's very nice. This song is very nice. Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram, kahiye, jahire vidhi rakhe Ram, tahire vidhi rahi, zindagi ke door saup, haat dina naath ke, mehlo mein rakhe chahe, jhopadi mein vaas de, dhanyavad nirvivad, Ram ras pijiye, jahir vidhi rakhe Ram, tahir vidhi rahi. Beautiful to sing sitting in the AC room, knowing that prasadam is waiting, and along with first class charanamrit. But Lord Ram actually demonstrated. One day the palace, and next day the jungle. He personally demonstrated it. Krishna Leela displays what is the spiritual world. Ram Leela demonstrates how to attain it. And Chaitanya Leela distributes the technique without qualification to enter it. So Lord Ram, undisturbed, and he goes, Tyaktva Sudustyaja Sura Ipsita Rajya Lakshmi. And the second time he had to take this decision is after the coronation, when Mata Sita was actually pregnant. And one day he hears, he actually changes his dress and goes around interacting, and he hears people loosely talking about his relationship with Sita, saying that he's a henpecked husband. He may keep that wife who has stayed in somebody's house. You get out from here. I would like to read Kunti Devi in Srimad Bhagavatam. She makes a prayer. Atha Vishvesha Vishvatman Vishwamurte Sokeshume Sneha Pasham Imam Chindi Dridham Pandushu Vrishnushu. She's praying to Krishna, Krishna, please cut away my family ties with the Pandavas and the Vrishnis. Because she's telling Krishna, stay with the Pandavas. Because Pandavas, from husband's side, they were children. Stay with the Pandavas. Because when you are staying, they're very happy. And I'm very happy. But he is going to Dwarka, the Vrishni. And Vrishni are his mother's side. And they are also expecting Krishna to come there. And they are also such simple, sweet devotees. They will die without Krishna being there. So if he goes there, here she will suffer. And if he stays here, she thinks of them and she feels bad. She is torn apart and disturbed by these apparent dualities because of the bodily conception of life. Ye bhi mere, wo bhi mere. Udhar gaya to, yahan takli, idhar gaya to, udhar takli. Thinking of all of this, she says, please Krishna, cut off this family tie. Seha pashimam chindi dridham, too deep attachment, pandushu vrishnishu. And Prabhupada, in the purport, gives a very, very practical application. See, the verses give the story, which happened in Treta Yuga, Satyuga, millions of years ago, in some other planet, in some other universe. But the purports practically tell us how it relates to us. Therefore, the purports are so very important. And Prabhupada writes in the purport, a pure devotee cuts off the limited ties of affection for his family and widens his activities of devotional service for all forgotten souls. And now please hear, to cut off all family affection means to broaden the field of activities. So cut off doesn't mean just cutting off. The impersonalist may do this. Brahma Satyam Jagan Nithya. A devotee is very sensitive. He is extremely compassionate. He is very sensitive to the feelings of others. How does he cut off his affection? He is not cutting off the affection. He is broadening his area of service. And therefore it appears that he has actually cut off the affection. That doesn't mean he is not affectionate. But the call of duty and the call of this love for Krishna, the extended family, inspires him to actually do that. Without doing this, no one can be qualified as a Brahmana. All those who got Brahman Diksha very recently, plus those who received earlier. Without doing this, no one can be qualified as a Brahmana, a king, a public leader, or a devotee of the Lord. Lord Sri Ramachandra showed this by example, by cutting off the tie of affection for his beloved wife to manifest the qualities of an ideal king. It was extremely painful, but he did it nevertheless. If his service to the whole kingdom was being hampered because of his personal attachment, he was ready to give that up. This is very interesting. So, tyaktva sudushcheja sura ipsita rajya lakshmi. Why? Dharmishtha. Because he wanted to establish this dharma for all time to come, for all the people to benefit eternally. So for a higher principle, he was ready to, even though extremely painful for him, he was ready to give it up. Dharmishta. Arya Vachasa. Here Arya Vachasa means the word of Maharaj Dasharath pronounced by Kaikeyi. Yadagad Aranyam. And Aranyam means Dandakaranyam. And there, Mayamrigam. Here Mayamrigam is Maricha, who came as a illusory deer. Actually, Lakshman said, ye 84 lakh mein hai nahi hai. This is not. You know, one of my friends, my classmates from early, she's become like a bird watcher. After retirement now, she's going bird watching in the jungles. And she sees that and then writes. She goes to the book and says, this is this particular bird spotted here. So if Lakshman were to take this picture and put it here, no species found. Abrahma Bhuvana Loka, nowhere. He says, this is a Mayavi, this is a Rakshasa. My dear brother, don't get caught up in this. Ram says, she has never asked me anything all these years. And she has accompanied me everywhere. First time she has asked something. Aur tu usne bhi na kada raha hai. Bichari kuch pehli baar puchi. Kabhi saadi nahi mangi, kuch nahi. Valkal pehen ke aa gayi. She asked for something. Of course, Lord Ram also wanted Ramayana to happen. So, Maya Mrigam Daitaya. Here, Daitaya means beloved. Daitaya Ipsitam. She desired Anvadhavat. Actually, in this one, if someone asks you, imagine, suddenly a TV fellow comes, puts a mic in your mouth, literally, and says, aap Hare Krishna wale ho? Haan. Hare Rama bhi bolte ho na? Haan. Aap 3 minute hai hamare paas. Aap Ramayana bata sakte ho? Saar mein Ramayana batao. In 3 minutes, if you have to speak Ramayana, this particular incident is very instructive. Sita was standing next to Ram. And she got attracted by a deer. And Valmiki specifically uses the word Abhiramaha. Abhirama means that deer became much more attractive. Ram is standing. Who can be more attractive than Ram? But she is attracted to the deer. Malate paije. Attach paije. I want it right now. And she sends Ram. So Ram leaves the picture. And then the shout comes, Lakshman also goes away. So the Lord goes away, the Guru goes away. Then you become receptive. Then you become vulnerable. And that is the time when Ravan comes. So, Krishna bhuliya jeev bhogavancha kare, pasete maya tare japatiya dhare. So this is the beginning of our Ramayana, in a negative sense. We were all with the Lord, but we turned. Oh, this deer is so nice, my dear. Okay, my dear, you go. Go behind the deer. Like Maharaj Bharat. The deer became very costly. So, and then she is captured by Ravan and taken to Sri Lanka across the ocean and kept on the Trikuta mountain. So similarly here, Sita represents a living entity who is all with the Lord. But the moment we turn, our sojourn in this particular existence begins. We are captured instead of love of Ram, the lust personified as Ravana in the form of the ego captures and binds us and keeps us in the Trikuta mountain consisting of the three modes of material nature under the controllership of the false ego, Ravana. And then Ram, in separation, feeling separation from the living entity, sends his representative Hanuman, who crosses the ocean, meaning the Viraja river. The representative of the Lord comes. And that is Sundar Kand. Actually, if you are not able to read the whole Ramayana, you can read Sundar Kand. Sometimes people do that, just Sundar Kand. And it is one of the most beautiful Kand, therefore it's called Sundar Kand. Because here, the beauty of Ram is described when Sita asks, if you're really a representative of Ram, please describe him. And in so many beautiful ways, Hanumanji describes from top to bottom every limb of Lord Ram. That is there here. This Kanda also demonstrates the beauty of Mother Sita. Physically, she is wearing the same cloth, which is dirty. She hasn't borrowed any sari from Mandodari. She didn't touch it. She didn't touch anything. She didn't eat. She didn't drink anything there. But her inner beauty, her affection, her love, her dedication to Lord Ram, her chastity, is the beauty that comes out in Sundar Kand. But even that is not the main thing. Sundar Kand is really Sundar. The hero of Sundar Kand is Hanuman. And Hanuman demonstrates two aspects. One of a sadhaka and one of a siddha. When Hanuman crosses to Lanka from the Mahindra mountain, he jumps over to Lanka and faces three different obstacles. One, the Mainak mountain, then Surasa, and then Simhika. And when he jumps over, after he somehow expertly crosses and reaches Lanka, the devatas who are watching from the sky, Valmiki Ramayana uses a beautiful verse. They saw this and said, Yastu etani chatvari vanarendra yatha tava dhritihi drishtihi matihi daksham sa karmasu nasidati. The demigods are impressed by Hanuman's crossing over the ocean to Lanka. And he says, and they say, that here Hanuman demonstrated four qualities. And any sadhaka who has these four qualities can easily cross over the ocean of birth and death. So he shows in Sundar Kand what it requires to cross over the ocean of birth and death for a sadhaka. He said, Yastu etani chatvari, these four qualities, Vanarendra yathatava, O Vanarendra, O Hanuman, what you have demonstrated, if anyone has these four qualities, then sa karmasu nasidati, he will not get entangled, he will cross over. And what is that? Dhritihi. The first is tremendous determination. When he stood there on the Mahindra mountain, he was so fixed. He said, there is no question of jaun ke nahi jaun, hoga ya nahi hoga. He didn't care. The Lord has ordered, I'll do it. Manasam manasvi. Once the mind has determined, this was exhibited by Dhruva. This was exhibited by Haridas Thakur. Khanda khanda hoye deha, jai jadi pran, tabu ame badanena chade harina. Let people cut my body to pieces, I will not stop chanting this holy name. What an amazing determination. There was no consideration of whether I can do. Let's see. I'll have to do my part. So dhritihi, and it was not out of arrogance. It was out of full faith in the Lord. He says, I am like an arrow. The name of Lord Ram is like a bow, and the service to the Lord is like the string. The string and the bow can shoot the arrow across. Otherwise, as an arrow is usual, if I take an arrow and say, Hari Bol, you may throw it and say it on my face. But when the arrow is put on the bow and released, it can through and through pierce and reach the goal. So Dhritihi, Hanuman demonstrated tremendous determination. And Drishtihi, when sattvic obstacles come, sattvic obstacles means people will worship you, people will glorify you, people will offer you so many gifts, resources. Prabhuji, aap itana kar rahe hain, ye bhi le lo, ye bhi aapko kaam mein aayega. Haan, yukta vairagya. Vairagya chala gaya, yukta ho gaya. There is a tendency we may become attached to the position, to the facilities, to the worship, to the distinction. Hanuman, because Drishti, he was focused on the goal. He just touched it. In heart, he accepted it. But he never used it. In spirit, he didn't become attached to it. He just respected it. He touched it. So Drishtihi, as Sachinandan Maharaj says, obstacle is what you see when you lose sight of the goal. When you are focused on the goal, every obstacle becomes a stepping stone towards the goal. Toi me ananya vishaya matir madhupate asakrit ratim udvahatam adha gangai vaughamudanvati. Like the river Ganga, with full speed goes and she doesn't stop till she reaches the ocean. Let my consciousness flow to the lotus feet of yours. That is Drishti. And then the third one is Matihi. And Mati means tact and spiritual discrimination. So Surasa, Nagamata, was sent by the demigods to test. So this is Rajasic obstacles. When Rajasic obstacles come, they can be used. So Hanuman was taking competitive. She opened her mouth 10 yojana, Hanuman opened 20. Hanuman became expanded into 20. She became 30 yojana, he became 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90. He became small, entered and said, Hari Bol, no, there is no competition, enough is enough. Mera kaam ho gaya bas. So Rajoguna is like a toolbox. The toolbox is not meant to, you know, take the screwdriver, kaam ho gaya na, tool ko wapas rakh do, pakad ke ghoomo mat. Koi bhi saamne aayega to usko ghumaunga. So Rajoguna, passionate, is okay in the service to be used with discrimination. The mode of passion is very, you can easily get caught up in it. Dhruva became caught up. He wanted to annihilate the whole yakshas. Somebody had to say, Hari Bol, Prabhu, jitna yaksha ko marna tha ho gaya, abhi chhod do bas. Janmejay wanted to annihilate snakes from this whole planet. Say, hey, only Takshaka hit, so theek hai, uske thoda parivar ke aaspaas ke logon ko mara, theek hai. Not too much. So, sometimes enthusiasm and the mode of passion look alike. But we cannot allow. We have to use discrimination. Passionate is not. Sada rajas tamo bhava kamaloya. One has to remain in the mode of goodness and transcend it gradually, even that. And therefore, matihi. And the third one is daksham. Here, strength and skill, expertise. When obstacles in the mode of ignorance come, no question of competing and playing around with it. It has to be destroyed completely. So when Simhika tried to do the same act, he didn't enter her, took a free tour and came out. He went into her heart, tore her heart to pieces and came out of the mouth and she collapsed and died. So that strength and skill to destroy anything that is unfavorable to devotional service. So as a sadhaka to cross the ocean of birth and death, In the Sundarkand, Hanumanji showed a perfect sadhaka. And after going to Lanka, he showed the role of a siddha, a pure devotee, a representative of the Lord. He did three things, as per the Sri Vaishnava Acharyas. He did three things. One is Anveshana. Anveshana means he searched for Sita without getting discouraged. He was sometimes feeling disheartened. I'm not able to find Sita. Maybe Ravana has eaten her, or maybe she had been killed, she fell down into the ocean while you were bringing, something may have happened. But he didn't lose heart. But he stayed. And eventually he found Mother Sita. So first is Anveshanam. And after seeing her, when he saw her, she was about to commit suicide. He gave her hope. He gave her confidence. He gave her the ring of Ram. He inspired her commitment to Lord Ram and encouraged her and assured her, I will bring Ram to rescue you, don't worry. Gave hope. And the third thing, Virodhi Dhamsana. He taught Ravan a good lesson. Surrender, or what comes is, I'm going, you're just a sample. I just showed you a sample of what's coming. I'm just one of the Vanaras. One of the weakest Vanaras in the army of Ram. And the whole honor, when the Vanaras come, including Ram. All the best. So an Acharya does these three things. He desperately looks for those conditioned souls who are eager, who are frustrated with material existence and are desperately looking for a higher alternative. And as soon as he finds them, he gives them the name of the Lord. He gives them hope. He gives them moghasha, mogha karmana. They are losing their hope. They are getting frustrated. No. Asha baddha. Having hope. Don't worry. Krishna is there. Krishna is inconceivable powers. He can come and protect you. Mam evaye prapadyante mayam etam tarantite. Just surrender to him. And then also destroys all the evil forces. How does he destroy? In the earlier ages, Hanuman destroyed literally, physically. Each of them, he beat them up to pulp. In Kali Yuga, all these demons are there in different form of philosophies. Nirvishesha, Shunyavadi, Paschata Desatari. Srila Prabhupada also crossed the ocean. Did exactly look for those conditioned souls. Those hippies. Made them into happies. He gave them hope. And he also destroyed all their misconceptions. All fools and rascals. All scientists fools and rascals. All these people. As everyone. If they are not surrendering to Krishna. And then Hanuman came back and gave the message to Lord Ram. And Ram, and took Ram, facilitated Ram's going and rescuing Sita. Sorry, I took little extra time, but otherwise it is 3 minutes only, Ramayana. Because Sita was with Ram, deer came, Ram went away. She said, Lakshman, you also go. Both went away. Ravan came. Sita went away. And then Lord Ram sent Hanuman. He went there. He inspired. Brought Ram. And brought her back. All is well that ends well. Bol Siyavara Rama Chandra ki. So, Tyaktva Sudustyaja Surepsita Rajya Lakshmim Dharmishta Aryavachasa Yadagad Aranyam Maya Mrigam Daitaya Ipsita Manva Dhavat Vande Maha Purushate Charanaravindam. So in this way, with this verse, with this of Lord Ram, if you keep in mind and chant this verse, this is Ram Leela. But you think of Krishna. Tyaktva sudustya jasure psitara jalakshmi. During Janmashtami, we will discuss this. But I'll tell you very briefly. What is it that he gave up? He gave up the opulence of Mathura. He could have killed right then this Kamsa and established himself. But he said, nahi, Dharmishta. He had many other things to do. Aryavachasa, and here Aryavachasa means request of Mother Devaki. Kamsa will come and kill you. I know you are God, but please, please. You do something that Kamsa doesn't kill you. Please go away from here. Aryavachasa, yadagad aranyam. Which aranyam? Vrindaranyam. And there, Jiva Goswami says, Mayamrigam. Here, Mayamriga means like a Krida Mriga. Krida Mriga means like a doll. Sometimes little girls play with dolls. You know, I see this. And dolls, they keep, you know, holding like that. And that hair is going like that. And sometimes she throws them and sometimes she picks them up. Completely surrendered. So like that, in the hands of the gopis, headed by Srimati Radharani, Maya Mrigam, he literally became like a doll in their hands. If Yashoda Mai said, get up, dance. Makan chahiye to nacho, haan, nachenge, nacho. He just danced to their tune. Daitaya Ipsitam. Daitaya means the dearest devotees, Brajavasis. Whatever they desired, Anvadhavat. He was running here and there. Get my shoes. Okay. Anvadhavat. He was running here and there to fulfill the desires of his dear devotees. Vande Mahapurushate Charanarvindam. Now you take Lord Chaitanya and then when you meditate. Tyaktva sudustya jasure psitara ajalakshmi. What did Lord Chaitanya give up? He was just 24-year-old. He was in the peak of his youth. He had such fame and popularity that all the great scholars were coming and surrendering to him. All the people, early morning he announced that we will have a big Harinam and go to the Kazi. Literally millions of people came by afternoon. Political rally. Navadvip band. Are tu muh band karke baith. We say that nothing happens. But Lord Chaitanya just declared, came out of his house. He said, this afternoon, this evening, we will go with a march of Harinam Sankirtan to the Kazi's place. Millions, literally millions of people. And Vrindavan Das Thakur says, don't think this is exaggeration. He was so popular. He was so influential. He had such affectionate devotees who were ready to die for him. Srivas Thakur's son died in the kirtan, but died during the kirtan in his house. But Srivas Thakur didn't express so that Mahaprabhu's pleasure should not be disturbed. And Mahaprabhu, after 7 hours, came to know this. He said, Srivas, how can I ever leave your association? Right here on this Vyasasan, many years ago, His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj said, what is real opulence? He said, real opulence are two things. Organic products and relationships. What is the proof? Who is the richest person? Krishna, Shadaishwarya Purna. Where does he live? In his house. That's Vrindavan. And what is his opulence? Peacock feather. Some dust from Vrindavan. Minerals from Vrindavan. Some twigs. Some leaves. Some fruits. Pure, organic. And
Everyone in Vrindavan is ready to die a million deaths just to please Krishna. This is love. So if you have one person in this world who you fully feel that he's there for me, I'm there for that person, then you should think you are extremely opulent. So Lord Chaitanya, each of his devotees were like that. For them, Lord Chaitanya was their life and soul. They would do anything for him. Vishnu Priya, the goddess of fortune, she was living right there. Sachi Mata, who can be more loving in motherly love than Sachi Mata? Millions of mothers can't compare to the kind of love Sachi Mata had for Nimai. But instantly, because Mahaprabhu saw that people were offending instead of following him, just for a higher broadening his preaching activities, Tyaktva Sadustyaja Surepsita Rajya Lakshmi. Why? Dharmishtha. And Aryavachasa, here Aryavachasa means there was a very austere, angry Brahman who would curse regularly. And he wanted to come to Srivas's house. Srivas said, nothing doing. Mahaprabhu has given me the whole database. Kisko kisko chodna hai? Tere paas band nahi hai? Yatra nahi. Out. Oh, that fellow got so wild. Next day he was standing near the bank of the Ganga taking bath. He saw Nimai. Said, Nimai, I curse you. And he broke his Brahman thread. And he said, I curse you. You will lose all your material happiness. Mahaprabhu was internally so happy. Yehi toh mujhe chahiye tha. Kyunki main sanyas lene wala hu jaldi. Thank you so much. This is like a motivating dose for me. So using that, honoring that Brahmana's words, Aryavachasa, Yadagad Aranyam. Aranyam also means taking sannyas. And Aranya could also here means Jharikhand Aranya. On the way to Vrindavan, he went through the forest and we see that beautiful picture where he danced. Where is that? Yeah, there. Can you imagine? He actually created Vrindavan. Yatra naisarga durvairaha sahasan mrugadayaha mitrani vajita vasa dhritarutarshakadikam. Where naturally inimical animals like tigers and deers and mongoose and snakes, natural born enemies, usko sikhana nahi padta, tera dushman hai, isko maar dene. Naturally, a cat doesn't have to be taught. Ye tera dushman hai, isko khane ka. He sees, immediately it just eats. Who taught it? Naisarga durvaira. But saha asan. But they come together. Forgetting. Because they rise above the bodily platform. They realize, tuvi mamai vamsho jivalok. Aham also mamai vamsho. Jivar sarup hoi. Maybe jarup sarup hoi. Hari bol. Embracing, kissing each other in brotherly love. So all of these animals came together. This is the reason why he took sannyas. This is the reason why he went for preaching. So, Aryavachasa Yadagadaranyam. And what did he do there? Maya Mrigam. Maya Mrigam means here, Mara Maya Mrigyati. People in illusion, they don't know who they are. They are desperately, they're searching for pleasure in this world, happiness in this world, bliss in this world, on the bodily platform, at the platform of sense gratification, foolishly. So, Ipsitam, and he wanted to relish what he has come here for, Srimati Radharani's love for Krishna. So, Ipsitam, Anvadhavat,
He ran around, Vande Mahapurushate Charanaravinda. The point that I am trying to make is, whether Lord Ramchandra, whether Sri Krishna, or whether Lord Chaitanya, they come with only one purpose. To display, to demonstrate, or to distribute pure love for Krishna. And following in his footsteps, following in their footsteps, their representative, Srila Prabhupada, if you take Prabhupada in mind, and this verse, it applies to Prabhupada also. Tyaktva sudustyaja surepsita rajya lakshmim. What did he renounce? He was in Vrindavan. He had renounced everything and gone to Vrindavan. And Vrindavan is a place. Even Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Uddhava, Narada aspire to become a dust there. Aspire to become a grass. Aspire to become just a mountain so that they can get some dust. Sura Ipsita Rajya Lakshmi. And he was right there at the feet of Rupa Goswami in his Bhajan Kutir. People go to Vrindavan to give up their body. And they think that is the ultimate perfection of life, which is. But he left it. He left it. Why? Dharmishtha. He had a mission. He didn't go to Vrindavan. He went there for preparing himself. Dharmishtha. Why? Arya Vachasa. He had an instruction by his guru. You are an intelligent young man. Take the mission of Lord Chaitanya and spread it across all over the world. This pure love of God. Yadagad Aranyam. Which Aranya? The concrete jungle of New York. Actually, that jungle is more dangerous than regular jungle. Why? Because the animals in the jungle are predictable. A tiger acts in a particular way. He behaves in a particular way. There is a rule in the jungle. Do you know that? Prabhupada writes, the tiger and cows and a deer, whatever, when they come to drink water, I have seen them. If you see them, when they drink water, they close their eyes. They do that. I have seen that actually. It's a rule amongst the animals. Unwritten law. Pani pite vak kisi ko nahi marne ka. While they are drinking water, nobody kills each other. Unlike in the concrete jungle. Most unexpected time, you can be finished. So, yadagad aranyam. And why? Maya mrigam. Those who have lost him, so they become dolls in the hands of Maya Devi. Daitaya. Out of great compassion, out of daya. Ipsitam, to give them the ultimate perfection of life, Anvadhavat. He traveled, ran around 14 times around the planet. Vande Mahapurushate Charanaravindam. So by following in the footsteps of these great personalities, one can also become a Mahapurusha. And this is the gift that Srila Prabhupada has given. He has actually given us the spiritual world. Prabhupada said, my temples are in Vrindavan, in Vaikuntha. To the extent we keep Krishna or Lord Ram as the center of our life. As Prabhupada writes here, if people take to this Sankirtan movement of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, they will certainly be freed from the contamination of Kali Yuga. And the people of this age will be happy as people see in Satyuga, as people were in Satyuga, the golden age. Anyone, anywhere, including Mumbai, under bracket, can easily take to this Hare Krishna movement. One need only chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, observe the rules and regulations, and stay free from the contamination of sinful life. अरे महाराज आपको क्या मालूम बंबई में ऐसा छोड़ता नहीं है हम छोड़ना चाहे तो वो हमको नहीं छोड़ते. Even if one is sinful and cannot give up sinful life immediately. If he chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra with devotion and faith, he will certainly be freed from all sinful activities and his life will be successful. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. This is the blessing of Lord Ramchandra, who has appeared in this age of Kali as Lord Gaurasundar. So, yes, Ramarajya, coming back to my two questions. We began, we have to end there. The question is, are these high ideals that Sita, Lakshman, Bharat, can you imagine Bharat Milap, the place where Ram and Bharat met, forget about the Ayodhya Vasis, the stone on which they were sitting melted, seeing the selfless love and service attitude for each other. The stone melted. Is that possible in this age? Yes, it is possible. Srila Prabhupada demonstrated it. He picked up people from anywhere and everywhere. But the process that he gave, because that is, he is just repeating the process given by Lord Chaitanya. Cheto darpana marjanam bhava mahadava. If only sincerely, if we take up this process, we may be in Kali Yuga, but we will not be of Kali Yuga. We will be in the world, but not of the world. Padma patra vivamasa, like a lotus leaf, will be protected if you remain in the association of sincere devotees. And he created an oasis in the desert. So, we are actually so fortunate in that sense. But we need to remain fortunate, continue to remain fortunate by demonstrating what Hanumanji demonstrated. Dhritihi, Matihi, Daksham, Drishtihi can perfect our lives. So, it is possible. And is Ramarajya possible? Ramarajya should be created within first. Unless it is created within, it cannot be created without. So if you are not a part of the solution, we will become a part of the problem. We have to create that. And that is possible by the process, Sankirtan process. As Lord Chaitanya says, Nadhanam, Najanam, Nasundari. The Ashikshastakam prayer that Lord Chaitanya gave is not only the description of advancement of devotional service and the purification of the heart, but also the prescription. You know, if we just move on, a time will come when we can go in front of the Lord and actually say, Asli Seva Padaratam Pinashtamam. It seems a little dream for us right now. But by the mercy of the Lord, it is possible, not by our effort. So I wish all of you a happy Ram Navami, an auspicious Ram Navami, and pray that Lord Ram may come with his Ramban Dava of the Hare Krishna Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Nam Nam Akari Bahudha Nija Sarva Shakti. It has all the power needed to remove all the contamination in the heart. Because Kali Kale Namarupe Krishna Avatar. Krishna has descended in the form of his name in Kali Yuga. And Nija Sarva Shakti, it has all the power. There is no power in this creation, within and without, that can resist the influence of this power, potency of the holy name. We just need to chant Trinadapi Sunichena Taroriva Sahishnana Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. This verse Lord Chaitanya said, Nama Sutre Ganthi Pada Konte Ei Shlok. Prabhu Rajyay Karo Ei Shloka Acharan Avashya Paive Tabe Sri Krishna Charan. If we take the thread of the holy name and put the locket of this Trinadapi verse, then in this very lifetime, we can also become qualified to enter the beautiful pastimes of the Lord. Within here itself, what to speak of after this life. Sri Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki. Sri Ram Navami Mahamahotsav ki. Nithai Gaura Premanandi Hari. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So now, Hare Krishna. Haribo, Hare. So now, Hare Krishna. As we are chanting this name, let us pray to Lord Ram that Hare Krishna. Haribo, Hare. Hare Krishna. As we are chanting the holy name and the aarti is being offered to Lord Ram, and to Krishna and to Lord Gauranga, let's pray that this name act as that special astra, Sangopangastra Parshadam, which can destroy all inauspicious things and create and invoke the auspicious love of God in our heart. Hare Krishna. Thank you.